USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Senator Bernie Sanders on Sunday criticized President Biden's visit to Saudi Arabia. His complaint is that the Crown Prince was involved in the killing of an American resident journalist. A Texas House investigative committee released a preliminary report Sunday outlining a series of failures by multiple law enforcement agencies in their response to the Uvalde, Texas elementary school shooting. The 77-page report described the incident, an overall lackadaisical approach by nearly 400 police officers and federal agencies. West Virginia Wanda Palmer awoke from a years-long coma after being brutally attacked in June of 2020. Jackson County Sheriff Ross Mellinger said they needed help in the case.
The real thing we were missing up to this point was someone who could tell us what happened.
She identified her brother Daniel Palmer as the assailant. He was arrested at a remote West Virginia location. USA Radio News.
Camp Lejeune Justice is responsible for the content of this ad. Attention Marines, personnel of any branch of the armed forces, and their families stationed at Camp Lejeune, and contractors who worked at Camp Lejeune. Were you present at Camp Lejeune for 30 days or longer between August 1953 and December of 1987? For 34 years, those on Camp Lejeune were exposed to contaminated drinking water, resulting in devastating injuries, including several forms of cancer, adverse birth outcomes, Parkinson's disease, and more. Until now, the laws have prevented victims from getting justice, but passage of the Camp Lejeune Justice Act of 2022 would allow victims to seek compensation for illnesses and injuries linked to the toxic water. If you or a loved one got sick after exposure to contaminated drinking water at Camp Lejeune, you need the right legal team that has the experience, support staff, and resources to seek the maximum compensation for your injuries. Call now for a free consultation and case review.
Call 800-832-9166. That's 800-832-9166. Again, that's 800-832-9166.
Boeing's defense chief Ted Colbert said Sunday the company had learned lessons from a contract to supply the U.S. presidency with new Air Force One jets, which has cost the plane maker almost $1 billion in charges and is up to 3 years behind schedule. A new schedule for the two planes to be delivered has been pushed back to 2026 and 2027. Major League Baseball has paid off a lawsuit alleging minimum wage infractions.
The Major League Baseball has agreed to pay $185 million to current and former minor league baseball players to settle a federal class action lawsuit alleging violations of minimum wage laws. The settlement was filed Friday and is pending a judge's approval. It is considered one of the largest wage and hour class action settlements in history. For the USA Radio News Los Angeles Bureau, I'm Ellie Andrews.
USA Radio News.
Suspense.
A shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
The oil price drop party has come to an end this week. Oil prices extended gains on Monday thanks to a weaker dollar and tight supplies. The gloom of a recession in the United States has not helped matters, as the Feds will probably raise interest rates again later this month. Other factors playing into the equation, the prospect of widespread COVID-19 lockdowns in China once again reducing fuel demand. Greenwood, Indiana is about a 20-minute drive south of Indianapolis. Last night, a man with a long rifle went into the mall and started shooting at a food court, taking 4 lives and wounding others. The shooting was stopped as soon as it was started when an armed civilian killed the shooter. Police Chief Jim Eisen with the details.
Multiple agencies have responded and are still on the scene assisting Greenwood Police, the FBI, ATF, Greenwood Police Department, Johnson County Sheriff's Department, Indianapolis Police Department, State Police Department, Department of Homeland Security, Greenwood Fire Department, Marion County Sheriff's Department, and Indianapolis Fire Department are some of those agencies. As you can imagine, this type of situation is horrible. It's rocked us to our core. We're still very early in this investigation. What we do know right now is that we have what appears to be one shooter. Looks to be an adult male. We have not identified him yet. We do not have a motive yet.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.